Gemara Masechta Yevamos, Dafayim Beis Amar Aleph, says the Gemara discusses if a Meshuach, if somebody who had a bris milah and then attempted to surgically conceal that bris milah. The Rav Huna said such an individual may not eat truma midrabanan. Suggest the Gemara that that question is actually perhaps machlokes tanoim. Because the Gemara quotes a brisa, Meshuach, the Gershon is Gai Kishunumo, a ger that was born already, a ger that was in the sky and he already had a bris milah, or cotton shav his manoi, a cotton who could not have a bris milah on the eighth day, v'shar kolamunim, and anyone else. And the Gemara right away explains, who does that mean? L'sui mishesh l'shtei arolus, somebody who has two arlos, and in the moilam el biyoim. Their bris milah may only be conducted by day. Rav Shimon, however, disagrees. He says, Bismanoi, if a bris is taking place on the eighth day, the loch is, and in the moilam biyoim, and indeed may only take place by day. Shlai Bismanoi, but if the bris is taking place not bismanoi, not an eighth-day-old baby. Nemoilim b'yayim b'layla. Such a bris can take place both by day and by night. Suggest the Gemara. Ma'ilah b'ho'knufki. What is the machlokes? The ma'asavar, the man the Omer who holds that all bris milas may take place only by day, including in that list was a meshuach, is of the opinion that Meshuach, that the Chiv Mila of someone who's a Meshuach, is a Chiv Deraisa. Masavar, and the other man who says that such an individual could have a Bris Mila even by night, is of the opinion of Meshuach Derabonim. But here the Gemara clearly teaches us, the Halacha, that a Bris Mila might only take place by day. So Tosfos immediately asks a question. Tosfos asks a question that if we're learning that a bris milah may only take place by day, so it turns out that a bris milah is a mitzvah asay shizman grama. And the Gemara Masechta Kedushin teaches us, based on a limud of oisoi v'loi oiso, that a woman is not obligated to make a bris milah for her son. Ask Tosfos, why do we have to have a special limud that a woman is exempt from making a bris milah for her son? Of course she's exempt. It's a mitzvah seishas man grama. And we have a rule throughout Shas that a mitzvah seishas man grama noshim a potter. So actually, this question is not only asked by Tosfos here in Masechta Yevamos. Tosfos in Masechta Kedushin, Daf Chav Tesam and Aleph, Devar Maskel Oysa V'Loy Oysa. Tosfos in Masechta Megillah, Daf Chav Amar Aleph, Devar Maskel Dixiv, asked the same question. So Tosfos in Masechta Megillah gives a different teretz. Since we know that the mitzvah smila is a very serious mitzvah sasei, we know, unlike most mitzvah sasei, there's a chi of kores. If someone doesn't make a mitzvah sasei, a mitzvah smila, we know the Gemara says, nichrusu aleo yud gimel brisus. So we would think that even though it's a mitzvah sasei, shazman grama, maybe women are not exempt. That's why we have to have a special limud that women are exempt from this mitzvah as well. Tosfos over here gives a different teretz. Tosfos says that we just learned in our Gemara the opinion of Rabbi Elazar of Shimon that says only a milah bezmana must be biyoyim. A milah shloi bezmana
maybe by night as well. And therefore, according to him, the halacha is that we therefore need a pasuk to say that women are exempt, because now it's not a mitzvah to say shizman grama. The achronim, I saw Rabbi Chanan, other achronim asked the question, the quote of Shagas Aryeh that asked the question, that there are two problems with this teretz that Tosfos suggests. Number one, the halacha is not like Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. The halacha is that even a milah shloi bezmano must be by day. So why is the Gemara, Ksech the Gedushin, teaching us a limud that women are exempt from making a bris milah for their sons, and the limud is only according to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, who we don't follow his halacha? Furthermore, asked the Shagas Aryeh, the Gemara should have asked, okay, according to the Rabbanon, according to Elazar ben Shimon, indeed we need a limud of Isai v'loi Isai. But according to the Rabbanon, we shouldn't need a limud. So Rabbi Chanan explains in the Kibbutz Ha'aris, Rabbi Chanan explains that this teretz even works according to Rabbanon. And he explains that Tosfos means to say that Tosfos is giving us an answer that apply that everyone could accept, even Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon. In other words, what he's saying is that indeed Tosfos is saying that we can never understand Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon's opinion if not that we first had a limud of Isai v'loi Isai to accept women, and then we don't have to deal with that issue, and then we could discuss, is the Chiv Mila a mitzvah say Shazman Grama or not? Another teretz that the Tosfos Rid suggests that the mitzvah Mila, even though indeed it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, it's different than all other mitzvah say Shazman Gramas. A mitzvah say Shazman Grama typically is a mitzvah that a person has to fulfill. A person has to wear tzitzis. A person has to take dalim minim. And all of that person has to wear tefillin. They are mitzvah sasei shizman grama. But the mitzvah of mila that we're referring to, who is not the mitzvah that the person has to be, we have to make a bris on the child. The mitzvah is on someone else, not a mitzvah on me. The mitzvah is someone else. That's not considered a mitzvah say shizman grama. And the Mefarshim explain that what is really the machloikis between Tosfos and the Tosfos at Rid is the Tosfos holds that Mila is indeed a mitzvah say shizman grama, certainly according to Rabbanan. The Tosfos Rid, however, is taking the approach that mitzvah Mila is not really a mitzvah say shizman grama. And the Achroinim explain that here we have a very fundamental Machloikis Rishonim. Because there's a question in this Machloikis, is a very fundamental Machloikis. Because there's of course a question, what is the mitzvah Mila? Is the mitzvah Mila that a person, a father has to see to make a bris for his son? Or is the mitzvah that a person has to see that his son should be an individual who's moho? If we say that the mitzvah is to see that the son has to be a person that had a mila, so it's not the act of mila that we're referring to. It's the issue of making sure that my son is a gemalot. If that's the issue, that isn't only by day. I have to make sure that my son is gemalit, whatever I have to do. If I have to reserve a mile at night, I have to reserve him at night. Because the mitzvah is not the actual milah. The mitzvah is to see that my son is gemalit. If, however, and that's the opinion of the Tosfos Rid, Tosfos, however, learns that the mitzvah of milah is to do the act of milah. And indeed, the act of milah may only be conducted, certainly according to the Rabbanon, by day, and that's why it's indeed, as Tosfos asks, a mitzvah saseh shezman grama. The Mefarshim ask that the first bris that we find is the bris of Avram Avinu. And the Pasuk says, by the bris of Avram Avinu, V'yomos b'sar alaschem be'etzem hayoim hazeh. And Rashi says, V'yoim v'loi b'layla. So ask the Mefarshim, why don't we learn from that bris of Avram Avinu that took place by day, that from there we should learn that a bris may only be conducted by day and not by night? So I saw the Rabbi Aaron Leib Steinman says a very nice teretz. Indeed, the mitzvah milah is to do the mitzvah on the day that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us to do the bris milah. And from the time of Avram Avinu, the zman of milah is b'yoyim hashmini. Avram Avinu's bris is somewhat different, because Avram Avinu was only told to do the bris at that time. And therefore, since that was the moment he was told to do the bris, that became the zman. But it can't be used as a model for all other brisim which are done on Yom HaShmini. Another pshat that I saw is that indeed the Mefarshim explain the reason Avram Avinu made the bris by day was because the Goyim, the Letzonim, wanted to say, we won't allow Avram Avinu to do the bris. And Avram Avinu did the bris anyway. So there Avram Avinu wanted to show, I will do what HaKadosh Baruch Hu told me to do. So it was a very specific set of circumstances that Avram Avinu faced. And since it was a very specific set of circumstances that Avram Avinu faced, that's why he had to do the bris by day, but it can't necessarily serve as a model for other brisim. Another teretz that I saw that the Sefer Daf Al Adaf brings is that we know the Medrash says that on the Pasuk says that on B'yom HaShlishi, the third day after Avram Avinu made his bris, the Malachim came to visit Avram Avinu. And the Medrash says that that day was Erev Pesach. However, the halacha is, the Beis Yosef in Tor Yordeis Simen Reis Samech Vav quotes a shita of the Rashbats that a milah shloi bezmanah should not be done on a Thursday. Because if it's going to be a Thursday, then the shlishi l'milah, as we learn in the Torah, which is the day when the person is weakest, will be on Shabbos, and we're causing chilul Shabbos. So if Avram Avinu would have done the bris by night, then it would have turned out that his bris would be on the first day of Pesach, which could cause chilul Yontif. So it could be that everybody may do a bris by night. Avram Avinu had to do the bris by day, because otherwise it would be like making a bris shloi bezman on Thursday, which the Rashbat says should not be done. Another pshat, one more pshat I saw, is that the bris of Avram Avinu was a bris of geiris. And the halacha is, the Panim Yofis explains, that the reason a ger can't have his bris, can't have his geiris by night, because as we learned early in the Masechta, geiris is considered a mishpat. It's considered an act of bezdin. And an act of bezdin can't take place by night. Avram Avinu was becoming a Jew with this bris. And therefore his bris could not be at night, because a bris of geiris cannot be at night. The Shagas Aryeh in Simen Nun Gimel asked the following question. He says, a milah that can't be done on the night of the eighth day. In other words, tomorrow is the eighth day. Tonight is the night of the eighth day. The bris should not be done tonight. The question is, how does the halacha look at this night? Does the halacha look at it just like any day before the eighth day? It's mechus zman. The time for the bris has not yet come. The time for the bris is only after the eighth day in the morning. And therefore, the eighth day at night, the night before the eighth day, is no different than the seventh day. Or really, the zman begins on the eighth day. And we know in the Jewish calendar, the eighth day begins the night before the eighth day. The reason that the bris isn't done at that point is because there's a new problem. As we're learning in our Gemara, a bris can't be done at night. So the Sefer Kli Chemda says that this question is really connected to a machloikus of the Bavli and the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says that a Gemara that we learned earlier in our perek, that a katan for the first 7 days, you could, even though oral, as our perek begins, is usur to consume truma, the Yerushalmi says for the first 7 days, he could have truma, even though an oral, as we just said, is also a truma, and even though the halach is sicha rei kishtiya, but as the Gemara said, areilus loy bezman loy shma areilus. But says the Yerushalmi, on the night of the eighth day, of the night before the eighth day, then he can't shmir him, he can't anoint him with oil of truma. Obviously, the Yerushalmi of the opinion that the ninth of the 8 days already the zman of the bris. At that point, he is indeed considered an oral. I just can't make a bris because it's night. Our Gemara discussed, the Gemara looked for a number on the Ayin Aleph, Amun Aleph, looked for a number of scenarios how you could have a situation where the child is not an oral when the Korban Pesach is prepared, but it is an oral when it's going to be eaten. So, now we can have a very good example. What would happen if the zman of the Mila came out on the first day of Pesach? So at night, according to the Yerushalmi, he's already an oral. And during the day of Erev Pesach, he wasn't an oral. Why didn't the Gemara give that teretz? Obviously, our Gemara is of the opinion that the night when you eat the Korban Pesach, if that's the night before the eighth day, that doesn't make an individual an oral, because you're not an oral according to the Bavli until the eighth day comes. So we learned in our shir so far that a bris must take place indeed b'yoyim, and the halach is that both a bris b'zmanoy and a bris shaloy b'zmanoy have to take place only b'yoyim. As the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Reish Samach Beis, if Aleph Paskins, Ein Molim Ad Shetonet HaChem B'yoyim Shemini L'Yadosoy, a bris should not be done until Netzach Chama, U'mesh'ol Amud HaShachar, however Paskins the Ramah, but the Eved for Amud HaShachar is fine, continues the Shulchan Aruch, V'kol HaYoyim Kosh L'Mila, the entire day is Kosh L'Mila, Asher Zrizim Magdim L'Mitzvahs, person should be Zoris and do the Mila Miyad the Biker. Furthermore, says the Shulchan Aruch, Vafila Mila Shloi Bezmano Ein El B'yoyim. A Mila Shloi Bezmano is also by day. And it's interesting to point out that the Sefer Nachlitz Tzvi says that since the obligation to do the Bris Mila comes at the beginning of the day, the father should not eat or do any melachis until he actually does the milah. However, the Nachlas Tzvi says, number one, that this is only on the father, not on the mother, for as we're learning, the mother has no obligation to make a bris milah for her son. Furthermore, he says, if somebody asks somebody who's making a bris for a son today, ask someone to remind him that I'm making a bris, does a shomer help? So the Nachlas Tzvi says a shomer would not help. But on the other hand,
the Nachlas Tzvi says that if the father has already appointed someone else to be the Moel, he's not going to do the bris himself, then he may eat or do malacha before the bris milah.